Captain Richard Phillips says he's not a hero.
I'm not the hero. The military is the hero. Thank them. Thank you.
Phillips was held on a lifeboat by four pirates after offering himself as a hostage to save his crew during an attempted hijacking of his ship on April 8th. Three of the pirates were shot and killed as U.S. Navy SEALs Special Forces rescued Phillips on April 12th. The fourth captor was taken into custody. Shortly after he stepped off a plane in Burlington, Vermont, Friday, the captain of the Maersk, Alabama, was reunited with his wife and children. He expressed gratitude to them, to neighbors in his nearby hometown of Underhill, to supporters everywhere, and most of all, to the Navy SEALs.
I am just a bit part in this story. I'm a small part. I'm a seaman doing the best he can, like all the other seamen out there. The first people I want to thank are the SEALs. They're the superheroes. They're the titans. They're the impossible men doing an impossible job, and they did the impossible with me.
Phillips also praised the crew of the Maersk, Alabama, for their professionalism.
We did it. I told you it wasn't going to be if, it's going to be when, and we did what we trained to do. We're just seamen. We do the best with what we got, and my crew did an excellent job, and I'm so proud of them that they're all home.
After the reunion, Phillips' wife Andrea also thanked neighbors and fellow Americans for their support, and she asked the news media to respect the family's privacy.
This is not one of our typical homecomings, and now that Richard's back, I just ask that you give us some time for us to be a family again. Hey, Rich, welcome home.
Here in Washington, high-ranking officials from the Defense Department and the U.S. Intelligence Services met at the State Department Friday to look for new ways to fight piracy in the waters off Somalia. Meanwhile, the tiny town of Underhill, Vermont, is decorated with banners and balloons to welcome home the local hero. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.